Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue on a Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday. We'll be coming up all the regular features. You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, and more. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. Talk and text and your Fly Jam requests. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran back at 6 o'clock for your morning drive. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. But again, the best way to stay connected is to like us on Facebook, and you should do that. It's facebook.com/Nick D Show. Okay, it's become a tradition that the morning that they open a show, some of the cast, the crew, and the artistic director of Brightside Theater joins us. This is their tech week, and I don't, you know, but tech, and for some insane reason, it's become like a tradition to talk to these guys like during their tech week before, right before they open. And I think it's a great tradition, and it's a lot of fun. Brightside Theater is a terrific theater that you can see that's in Naperville, and it opens their new show is the 39 Steps, and it opens this weekend. It opens tonight, and it runs through the 25th of March. Fridays and Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 3, and it's the 39 Steps, a really, really terrific play. You can check out their website at brightsidetheater.com. We are going to talk with Maggie Spanuello, who's the director, Tin Penevic, who is one of the actors, and Jonathan Crabtree, who's one of the clowns in the show. The last time they were with us was in November, the morning that their last production, Bridges of Madison County, opened. So it's only a tradition that they come back. Let's talk with Jeffrey Cass first, who's the artistic director of Brightside. And Jeffrey, welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
All right, buddy, how are you?
Tired.
I know. I shouldn't have even asked that question, but it's I always am thrilled that you guys will take some time during what, you know, for people who don't know, during your tech week and the morning before you open. It's a pretty busy time, but I really appreciate you guys taking time to talk.
No, I appreciate that that we've been able to create this tradition. It wouldn't seem right otherwise.
Right. So let's start. First of all, give everybody the history of Brightside Theater. It's in Naperville, and how did that all come to pass?
Yeah. So, Brightside Theater, we're in the middle of our seventh season now in performing in the historic downtown district of Naperville. We perform at the theater at the Miley Swallow at North Central College. It's a great space that we rent from them. It's a three-quarter thrust stage, meaning that the stage juts out into the audience. And, like, I think the furthest you could be anywhere in that theater is probably only about, like, 20, 25 feet from the stage, if that. So every seat's a really great seat, and it allows you as the audience member to get kind of wrapped up in the show and in the story that's being presented around you, because we use the aisles a lot, actors to make their entrances and exits through the VOMs or the aisles, and it's just a great way to experience live theater being that close. Mm-hmm. So, the founders, Tin, who we'll be talking to in a minute, he's one of the founding members as well of the company, and it came out of the desire to create a company that looks on the bright side of life and just looks at fun and comedy and, allow us to have a little escape from the real world and sit back and just relax and have a good laugh.
Yeah. Well, I'm so happy that you guys exist, and I'm sure that the people of Naperville are thrilled that they have this professional theater company.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, let's talk about the 39 Steps. I saw a production of the 39 Steps in Dublin when I went to Ireland around 9 years ago, and I really love it. I just think it's such a really cool play. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, so Alfred Hitchcock, the amazing film creator, he was the director of this. Of the 39 Steps, which is a film, and it's a thriller, a murder thriller, when it was created for the screen. And there was an adapter who adapted this show for the stage and kind of took a twist on it, and to celebrate that genre of film and that kind of heightened reality, created the piece that we're presenting, which is this comes into this still a murder mystery thriller, but has this whole sense of farce built around it now. And the really interesting thing is because the movie had probably over like 150 characters in it, right? 150 different people playing different parts. The show is reduced down to just four actors.
Yeah, God.
And you have, yeah. So you have Tin, who plays Richard, who's consistent through the whole show. He's our only actor that's consistent in the character through the whole show. And then we have one actress who plays, I think, a total of three or four different roles in the show. And then you have these two others, which are the clowns, which Jonathan plays one of the clowns. And they probably span, I don't know, about 50 characters each between the two of them. And it's literally breakneck speed sometimes and flipping off a wig and putting on another wig and running off stage and quick change and back on stage, and you're using different dialects. So I wonder, when you saw it in Dublin, obviously they kept the dialect, but then, oh my God, to be an Irish actor adapting all the, well, it's probably easier for them because they're over in that area.
Well, you know, it was a touring company. So,
gotcha. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So, yeah, it wasn't like local. It was a touring company that was touring the world.
Gotcha.
With it, so,
so there's like, yeah, so for those that don't know, there's lots of accents that are used. I mean, from British to Scottish. And I'll let the actors talk a little bit more about that, because the dialect coach and dialect work that I had to do on the show was pretty impressive to match all the dialects of the different characters.
I was really impressed by it. I had no idea that that's what they did with it. I just, you know, I saw 39 Steps and I loved the movie. And I was like, hey, let's go see that. And we went to see it. And I was just so impressed. And it's so insane.
So it's such an actor's workout, right?
It absolutely.
Such an actor's workout. And it's such a joy to watch that. It's so much fun to watch that.
Yeah.
Because you get to see somebody that is just like in a prime, just working their craft so hard right there in front of you. It's so great.
It's really, really cool. Now, Jeffrey, you did not, you're the executive director on this one.
The artistic director. Yeah.
Yeah,
the
artistic
director.
Right.
So, Maggie directed it, and Maggie and I go way back. She was, when I used to work at Circle Theater in Forest Park, she was in their youth program. So she was, when I started working at Circle Theater, I think she was just graduating high school, so she was on her way out of the youth program, but she went on to become study theater in college and got her master's in directing, and come full circle that I get to hire her to be a director for my company.
That's pretty great. That's
such
pretty
a joy.
Great. That's really great. Okay, well, let's bring Maggie in here, and we'll bring Tin Petovic in, who is one of the founders of Brightside and also one of the leads in the show, and then Jonathan Crabtree. So let's bring in first Maggie. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right. Let's talk a little bit about Jeffrey said that you guys met at Circle Theater. How did you get started in theater?
How did I get? Well, my brother was doing it, and I had to be just like him.
Okay.
I got into it at Circle Theater, and I loved the ensemble. I loved dancing, and I loved singing. And I think the first time that I went behind the scenes was actually for Jeff. I stage managed for him when we did Seussical the Musical summer after my first year of college.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when I started realizing I really liked being on the other side of the table.
Yeah. That's fun, man. Okay, well, let's bring in Tin Petovic, who is one of the founders of Brightside. Tin, welcome back to the show. How you doing, man?
Hey, how are you, Nick?
Good, buddy. You were one of the founders of Brightside.
Yes.
And where are you originally from, Tin?
Originally Chicago. Mm-hmm. Grew up in Cicero. West suburbs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And when did you start doing theater? Were you like, was it always something that you wanted to do? Did you do it in high school and all that?
No, I was not a theater kid in high school. I was kind of more of a troublemaker, but no, I'm just kidding. I actually started theater when I got to UIC because there was an intro to theater acting class that fit in with my schedule that had no books, and I was attracted to that, and it only met on Fridays. So
that's good.
Sign up for this.
No books and only meets on Fridays. See, that sounds like a kind of class I would like too.
So I signed up for it, and we did all of these kind of great acting exercises, and one thing led to another before they said, you should come and audition for our program. And I said, great, what does that mean? You know, and they were like, you show up and you come do the sides and you come audition. And I auditioned for one of the plays, and then they said, you know, you have a callback. And I said, you know, what's that? And then they said, yeah, it means you come back and you read again. So one thing led to another, and then, you know, this was, you know, back in UIC, and we had this great theater program, which was doing, like, all these great new plays that were coming out of, you know, with David Mamet, Eric Bogosian, and all these things that they were just putting me in left and right.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, all of a sudden I kind of found like my niche, you know, that I was like kind of looking for. So for me, it was more in college.
That's how it started in college. Now, who have you worked with besides, you know, helping to found Brightside? Who else have you worked with in Chicago theater?
Well, I used to be a member of Improv Olympic, now it's called I.O.
Mm-hmm.
I did classes there. I worked with Del Close, got to do improv. I've done stuff with Metropolis, Tudor Theater, Stage Left. I've gotten to meet a lot of great people in Chicago. I've had a lot of friends. I moved out to L.A. I was out in L.A. for 6 years, moved back, got to reacquaint myself with Chicago,
and
then been back to L.A. So it's just been back and forth, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I've said before, I did a years stint in Chicago theater, storefront theater, and there's nothing like it, man. It's the best city in the world to do
theater. It's a great training ground for any new actor.
Absolutely.
And I think more students getting out of school should be looking to do as much storefront theater as they can.
Absolutely.
They should, you know, use all these opportunities to do multiple shows, shows that do multiple characters. I think it's great training ground for actors, sketch comedy, improv. You know, it's great for honing your chops about thinking on your feet.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed. All right. Let's bring in Jonathan Crabtree real quick here. Jonathan, welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Hi. Good to be here.
Hey. All right. Let's get your background real quick. We got to take a break and then we'll talk more about the show and everything. Where are you from originally, Jonathan?
I grew up near Seattle, Washington, and went to school in Virginia, and then after school moved out here to Chicago.
And did you always have an interest in theater, and is that why you came here?
Pretty much, yeah. I was involved in theater pretty much my whole life, starting from first grade onward. You know, theater people were my people. It's the only place I fit in.
Yeah.
So I went to school for it, came out here to do theater because I had friends, and they said, hey, Chicago's a great place for theater. You should do theater with us.
Yeah.
So I did. Now I do.
Okay, very cool. How long you been here, Jonathan?
Been here since 2011 is when I moved out here, 2011.
Okay. All right, well, cool. All right, Jonathan, hang on. Everybody else, hang on, okay, guys?
Sure.
Okay.
We are
going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll talk more with a couple of the cast members, the director, and the artistic director of the Brightside Theater Company. Their latest production is The 39 Steps. It is a tremendous play. It's lots of fun, and it opens tonight. Tonight's their opening night. Runs through March 25th in Naperville. And you can check out brightsidetheater.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page for all that stuff, too. So just go to facebook.com/NickDShow. All right, we'll talk more with these guys after we take a break here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. And it's Friday morning. All our regular Friday features will be coming up. Fly Jams Friday, You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and more. 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam requests and for talk and text. Right now, it's become a tradition. And it's a tradition that I really love, to talk to the cast members and the director and the artistic director of Brightside Theater on the morning that they open. Which, now, if you've not done theater, Tech Week and you know, the week leading up to your opening night is the busiest and craziest and most hectic time. So the fact that these guys are taking some time to talk to us, I think, is great. And The 39 Steps is the latest production for Brightside, and it opens tonight, and it runs through the 25th, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3. And we've got the director, Maggie Spanuello. We've got Tim Panovic, who is the lead in the show, and then Jonathan Crabtree, who plays a bunch of parts. And, of course, Jeffrey Cast, the artistic director of the company. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Hey.
All right. Maggie, welcome back.
Hey.
And Tim, welcome back, Tim.
Hey, and I also have Andrew, who is also one of the other clowns with me, sitting next to me. He wants to say hi, too.
Oh, well, let me see. Jonathan, welcome back as well.
Howdy.
All right. First of all, introduce who you have with you.
Well, my name is Andrew Zdarsky. I'm the other clown.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, let's talk to the two clowns real quick. I've seen this show, and you guys, I got to tell you, let's start with Jonathan. What's it like for you? Because it's insane. It's an insane workout for the actors. When I saw the show in Ireland, I just couldn't believe what they were doing. So, Jonathan, talk specifically about the challenges and how much fun it must be to do this.
Insane is the right word for it. It is. We are manically running around the stage, constantly changing costumes, changing characters, moving set pieces around, and creating different people and experiences for the audience. It is absolute bedlam, and it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. How many characters do you play, Jonathan?
Oh, I counted once. I want to say it's like upwards of 40 characters.
Jeez.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's an insane amount of characters.
Wow. All right, Andrew, what about you? What was what is your feeling on doing this, and how many characters do you play in it?
Oh yeah, it's probably upward about 40. It's a lot of fun. We get to dress up, especially in ladies' clothing. There's a lot of cross-dressing moments for us, which I think we both really love to do. it's
absolutely
wild. We are drenching in sweat. And you really got to think fast on your feet.
Yeah.
And really, it's a lot of props, a lot of costumes. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of fun, and I think people are really going to enjoy the show.
Yeah. Well, my favorite type of stuff, because when I was in theater, I acted and I directed with the Factory Theater, and we did comedies, original comedies. And my favorite kind of comedy is farce. I like the stuff, the slamming doors, the misunderstandings, all of that stuff. And I had no idea that that's what they when I saw the show in Ireland, I had no idea that that's what they turned it into. I expected sort of a straightforward adaptation of the Hitchcock movie. And needless to say, I was like, what is this? This is fantastic. So, Andrew, what's your background? Where are you from?
Well, I am originally from Lyle, Illinois. I was also not much of a theater guy in high school. Actually, fun story. I was the only reason why I auditioned in high school for The Crucible was because my mom came into my room one day and told me that I wouldn't get my license unless I auditioned for the show. So wouldn't be able to get my driver's license. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll go out and audition. And ever since then, I just really began to find that I had a passion for it. And so I went to school. I went to Carthage College in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And there they do a program where they commission playwrights who are real hot right now. Regina Taylor, Rick Cleveland, who is a writer for House of Cards, wrote a show for us. So I had the opportunity to work with playwrights that are doing very well right now, and we commissioned them for new work, and I got to be in a show that started from scratch, and then went into a final production, and figured, what the heck, this is a great just a lot of fun, and I have a lot of passion for it. So since then, I've just been bouncing across the Midwest, Milwaukee and Chicago, and just picking up work where I can.
Yeah, well, that's cool. All right, listen, can you guys hang out? Hold on a second. Jeff, everybody hang out, okay?
Cool.
All right, we have to take a break here for the news, but I want to talk a little bit more. I definitely want to talk to Maggie about the challenges of directing a show like this, and then we'll get back and talk more with everybody else. This is from the 39 Steps. It's the latest production from Brightside Theater. It's in Naperville. You can check out brightsidetheater.com. It opens tonight. It closes on the 25th, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3. And we'll talk more with the director of the show and the cast members and Jeffrey Cass, who is the artistic director of the company. And that'll be coming up right after we take a break for the news, which is next on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up in just a few minutes. You Big Dummy, where we read the news stories with dummies and pick the biggest dummy. And then, of course, we will have Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies all coming up here on a Friday morning. And we are back, 312-981-7200 for Talk and Text and your Fly Jam Friday requests as well. And we're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and back in the driver's seat, the great Steve Cochran for your morning drive at 6 o'clock. All right, let's get back to the conversation with members of the Brightside Theater production of The 39 Steps, which is a crazy show that is playing at the
at Brightside Theater in Naperville. It opens tonight, and it runs through the 25th. And you can check out all the information at brightsidetheater.com. And we have Maggie Spanuello, who is the director. We have Tin Penevic, who is one of the leads. We have Jonathan Crabtree, who is in the show. And Andrew Stachurski, who is also in the show as well. And Jeffrey Cass, the artistic director. And let's get these guys back. Welcome back, Jeffrey.
Hello.
Welcome back, Maggie.
Hi there.
Welcome back, Tin.
Hey, how are you guys?
All right. And welcome back, Jonathan. Welcome back, you guys. Thanks for sticking around. I just wanted to talk a little bit more about this. Let's talk with Maggie. Maggie, obviously you've been directing for a while. What was the unique challenge of directing this thing? I mean, cuz it's a crazy show.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. I have loved kind of figuring out this great big math problem that is, how do I put this show on with four people and there's a million characters and they need to do a costume change here, but they have to stay on stage. How is that possible?
Yeah.
It's this crazy house of cards, and, you know, you have to figure out where all the pieces go, and I find that sort of work thrilling.
And the space itself where you're doing it, that must have been kind of challenging as well.
Yeah, the show really wants to be a proscenium show. I mean, it very much wants to have that, like, farcical, like, you enter stage right or left, and then you go off the same way.
Right.
It doesn't really want the energy of having all these options or being so vulnerable among the audience. You know, they want to be able to hide and get behind walls and enter through doors and yada yada yada. It wants to be a proscenium show, so bringing it into the thrust is fun, mm-hmm. but certainly part of the challenge for sure.
Yeah, and how closely did you? I mean, you had to have worked pretty closely, obviously, with your designers and your set designers, your costume people, and all that stuff. That must have been a lot of fun and a challenge for those people as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we started off knowing that we didn't want to get in our own way. And when it came to scenic design, me and Brandon Lewis, our scenic designer, decided that we really wanted the whole thing to kind of feel like a road show, like we could pick up and do this on the road. And so I started telling that story where my clowns were, you know, almost like the stage managers of the show, moving all the set pieces around and making sure that the actresses' costumes were getting down to the dressing room and making sure that Tin's hat was hung up in the right place and yada, yada, yada. So I kind of flew with that story, and the design definitely speaks to that.
Yeah.
Just sort of the bare bones of what you need and coloring the stage with characters and costumes and hats and vaudeville acts and whatever we can possibly do to get a laugh out of the audience.
It sounds like so much fun, Maggie. It sounds like a blast. And how are you feeling now? You open later today, tonight. How are you feeling about the show? And are you tired? Are you exhausted? Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling great. Yeah, and I'm exhausted. Can I do both?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this show, before we went into tech, we had one final run in our rehearsal space, and, I mean, the pieces were there, and they were clicking, and it was funny, and, I mean, we still can't keep a straight face during, you know, a bunch of scenes with these clowns, and, I mean, the drama that the tech can add is hysterical, and, I mean, even just adding in the sound of a slap you today, I mean, it brightens up a moment that we didn't have in the rehearsal space.
Yeah.
And just all the pieces are coming together, and, you know, that's the scary part, is just we have this great show, and now we have to throw these pieces together, and, you know, can we get back to that awesome last run in the rehearsal space?
Yeah. Now, have you performed it for an audience, Maggie?
No,
boy, it's going to be so much. It's going to be so crazy. Now, you know, I mean, as you know, you got your timing perfect and everything in this kind of case. But then sometimes audiences are so weird that they don't laugh at certain things and they laugh at other things that you don't think are going to get a laugh. And that's always just very crazy.
Yeah, I think the actor's got to deal with that. I don't.
That's true. Absolutely true. Hey, Tin.
Yes.
Yeah, what are some of the challenges for you since you're playing, you know, just you got one character to play, and how do you alter yourself when you have these other actors who are playing so many different roles? What's the challenge of that for you, Tin?
The Oscar that I get is trying to keep a straight face turn into Jimmy Fallon every time these guys do something funny. So, I have the hardest job is playing the straight man, in the show, because these guys are doing so much crazy stuff, and then you just have to stand there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier said than done, because you want to join in and laugh, but you can't. So a couple of times I've caught myself going like, you know, man, I just, you know, I go, they got me today, you know?
Yeah.
So, it is a great part to play. If you ever get to play Richard Hannay, it's a great part, but you know, in the end, I mean, you're watching so much of the craziness and you have to stop, remove yourself from it and be able to just, you know, observe and not laugh, you know, and let the audience enjoy it. And you just kind of be part of it.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's great. Jonathan, do you have a favorite character?
My favorite character to play, it's not one of the craziest characters that I play, but it's still my favorite for some reason. It's the professor's wife, Mrs. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just if you think of, you know, here's to the ladies who lunch sort of, she's just walking in there with a martini glass and just owns the entire place. And she's just, I just have so much fun with her. And I don't know if I could tell you why.
But that's your favorite. Tin, is Andrew still there?
Yeah, Andrew's still here. We're watching the Hawks, but the guy just told us that they lost.
So, yeah, they did. You know. They lost. Yeah, that's actually been kind of a common thing this season.
Yeah. Well, the great people at Quigley's are letting us sit here to interview with you guys while they're closing up the bars.
There you go. That's very cool. Thank you. Shout out to Quigley. Can you put Andrew back on real quick, Tin?
Yeah, Andrew's right here. Hold on.
Let me talk to Andrew here.
Yep, how are you?
All right, good. You know, I just asked Jonathan if he had a favorite character, and I want to ask you the same thing, Andrew. Do you have a favorite character that you play in the show?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? You were breaking up there a little bit.
Okay, I just asked Jonathan if he had a favorite character that he plays in the show, and I want to ask you the same thing. Do you have a favorite character?
Oh, I think one of my favorite characters is... her name is Mrs. McGarrigle. She's a Scottish innkeeper. Very bodacious, very fiery, it's a lot of fun to play, and it's a lot of fun to mess around with Tin and Becca.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a lot of fun to really drag out some bits, and usually my rule is when they break, I'll keep going, and when they get used to the joke, I'll just extend the bit a little bit further along. So
good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to play with them, and they're good sports about it.
And I do want to mention Becca Duff is the other cast member. Maggie, can you tell me a little bit about Becca, Maggie?
Yeah. Becca plays our woman who has three roles. Becca is, I don't know if she's a Chicago native. I think she is. And I know that she went to Dominican University and we were forced for her theater degree.
Mm-hmm.
And her fiance live in on the north side of Chicago.
All right, cool. And we would be remiss if we didn't mention her, because she's the only cast member that we haven't talked to. So there you go. Well, listen, you guys, I just think that I'm so excited for you guys. And is everybody, Tin, are you, is it Andrew still on the phone? Okay.
Hello?
Hello, who am I got here, Tin?
Hey. Yeah, this is Tin.
How you feeling? Are you tired? Are you ready to go tonight?
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
Yeah, you're all ready. All right.
Nothing the coffee and rest can't fix.
All right. Jonathan, what about you? Are you ready to go?
Oh, I'm always ready to go.
All right, there you go. Sounds like the cast is ready to go. Jeffrey, let me get back with you, Jeffrey. This is your seventh season, right?
It is. Yeah, we're just putting the finishing touches on the plans for the next season, season 8.
Okay. When are you going to announce those?
We will probably be announcing in about the next month or so.
Okay, cool. What goes in, Jeff? What goes into choosing the shows, choosing the plays that you've done in the past, and what goes into putting your seasons together?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it changes a little bit from season to season. I mean, 39 Steps was a show that Tin really wanted to work on for a couple of years now. So it was finding the right companion pieces to go with it for the season to balance it out. But, you know, moving and looking forward towards next season, I'm really, really been attracted to shows that are just going to be pure entertainment. Mm-hmm. They don't challenge. They just come in, sit down, relax, have a good laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, there's enough going on in the world right now that a little escapism isn't going to hurt anybody, right?
You're exactly right,
and,
man.
I think we fit the bill for that, looking on the bright side of life. And so, yeah, I was really focused on the shows for next season that it was just sit back and have some goofy fun.
Well, you know? Very cool. Are you directing anything next season, Jeffrey?
I am, I'm actually going to direct the play next year instead of and one of the musicals instead of both musicals.
Okay. So you're doing a play and a musical. That's cool, man. All right, that's great.
Yeah, totally.
All right, great. When you guys have your season announced, let us know, okay?
We definitely will.
Yeah, definitely.
Always a pleasure, you guys. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Jeffrey and Maggie and Tint, Jonathan and Andrew, and I hope you guys just break all kinds of legs tonight and have a great run, okay?
Thank you.
All right, guys, take care. There you go. We've got members from the Brightside Theater and their production of The 39 Steps, which is a really, really terrific show and a terrific play. And I'm sure they'll do a bang up job with it. It opens tonight. And I love the fact that they joined me after Tech Week before they open, because it's a very hectic, crazy, insane time, especially for a play like this. So I want to thank everybody from Brightside Theater for joining us. And it begins this weekend. It opens tonight and it runs through the 25th. It's Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3 p.m. It's in Naperville at Brightside Theater, and they do great work out there, man. And brightsidetheater.com, or you can call 630-447-TIXX, T-I-X-S. That's 630-447-8497. And we have a link on our Facebook page for all the information. 39 Steps opens tonight, Brightside Theater in Naperville. All right, we're going to take a break. We got a weather and traffic right here.